Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
To an automatic voice message system.
Well, that's
Hello?
Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey, this is Erin Barnes, Oakless Said Podcast. How's it going?
Hi, pretty good. How are you?
I am doing well. You had a pretty good chat.
Thank you.
a very timely chat, in my opinion. My word, I work in a virtual school. It's like there's a face-to-face component. It's blended. But the connectedness piece is huge for us. And like this was a great chat for finding ways, even in our virtual world, that we could make connectedness and relationships at the forefront. So this was a great chat.
Oh, well, thank you. I was really excited to get to talk about it. And it's something that I am so passionate about, and, you know, it can, like you said, in so many different platforms, it can really change an entire culture of the school, just having that connectedness piece.
Yeah. Hey, well, real quick, tell us who you are and your job title, and tell us who you are.
Okay, so I am Elizabeth Suttis, and I am the Director of Prevention Services at the State Department of Education. So I am technically in the counseling department.
Okay.
So I work really closely with Kristen Ashley, and so executive director of counseling. And what we always say is, you know, she's the intervention side, and I am the prevention side. So,
I like that. Okay.
So my office deals with bullying prevention, suicide prevention, substance abuse prevention, dating violence prevention. So all of those topics.
Excellent. And what's your backstory in education? How did you get into education?
So it kind of chose me. I feel like anytime you kind of go in this prevention route, it's something that, you know, kind of chooses you. And it was kind of more of like a calling in my life. So I was actually going more of like the medical route in school. And then I was introduced to health promotion. And it really talked about how to prevent things from happening for people. And I started just going more down the health promotion route and really focusing more on how to promote healthy interactions. And, you know, I had so many friends and myself who had just gone through things. And I just thought, you know, how it would have made such a big difference to have somebody promote what healthy interactions are. And the best place to do that is with students. As soon as I got out of school, I started working actually on a teen pregnancy prevention grant. So I started doing education classes in Oklahoma City Public Schools. And then from there, I went and was working at a domestic violence shelter in Norman, Women's Resource Center, and was teaching healthy relationship promotion and more in Norman Public Schools. So that's really how I got into the classroom and into the prevention side of things.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. I mean, it's hard to make plans in life. Sometimes they twist and turn, but I like where you got here. So were there any underlying intentions for this chat, or were you just trying to ease your way in? Like, tell me about the intentions of this topic.
Yeah. So the more that, you know, we start looking at prevention in schools and how to get students just more engaged. And even the more trauma-informed trainings that I've been sitting through and actually implementing, the more the school connectedness piece just keeps coming up. And I am a big research person, so the more research that I was doing, it was, you know, this school or students being connected to schools and feeling like they have at least some relationship somewhere, even, you know, if they're not getting it at home, school is the best place to get that. you know, that really starts changing cultures and attitudes of schools and attitudes of students. And, you know, it's really a program that can reach all students, you know. A lot of times programs are targeted to one certain group. So just having the school connectedness piece is a way to really, you know, reach all students in the school and start changing that culture and conversations, you know, that we have with students. So really I just wanted to see where Opal Ed was at with school connection and, you know, really get some feedback on that.
So where do you think we are? Do you think we've got a place, I mean, a ways to go? Are we, you know, do we have a foothold or are we, you know, rooted here?
I think that, and, you know, I have said, like, I can see such just a culture change, even in the last few years around saying, you know, there's something going on in schools. I don't know exactly what it is. There's something going on with my students, you know, but what I'm doing isn't working. Let me find some other ways. And that's when we're really starting to lean more towards the, you know, the school connection and building those relationships and talking about hard things with students and, you know, talking about suicide prevention and healthy relationships. And I think that, you know, from the chat, I was blown away by, you know, stuff that I hear that schools are already doing. And I mean, I think that teachers in Oklahoma and Opal Ed has, you know, just such a heart for students. So I think we are all on a really good path there.
Yeah, I can tell you, I mean, even 10 years ago, trauma-informed was not in our vocabulary, you know? I mean,
right,
like,
right.
There are just things that, it felt like for a while there, every single Twitter chat, I was like, okay, I need to know more about this. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, here's another thing. I need to know more about this. And so I think just being aware of it all has really helped us.
Right, yeah. So just even, like, raising that awareness around these things. And, you know, school connectedness can sound very abstract, but I feel like the more that I start talking with people or the more, you know, during the chat, I think people are like, oh, you know, I do that, but I didn't realize the impact that I was having just doing these simple things, like
right.
Building relationships.
Yes. So. Okay, well, good. Well, were there any answers that kind of stood out to you during this chat?
So something that I really has just always been something I'm passionate about is, and something that I'm just always very sensitive and aware of is how, you know, I look different than the students, and I don't have the same background as my students that I work with, and how I need to be aware of that. So I was really interested in the question of, you know, how teachers incorporate, you know, making sure other cultures are represented or acknowledging the intergenerational trauma that does exist in Oklahoma.
That tweet, the intergenerational trauma, and I thought, whoa, somebody's got a grasp on this.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of the intention there was, you know, just even acknowledging, you know, what parents might have experienced in school. You know, we do live in Oklahoma, so the Native American background that is here, and that just those nuances that we have to keep in mind when we are educating students and working with parents and working with grandparents, just some different things that, you know, is different in Oklahoma. And I love Sherry Gately, her tweet on how she incorporates that, and that's something that she is passionate about, that making sure her students know that, you know, they are represented in different literature and different assignments. And so that is one that stood out to me, and just knowing that, you know, somebody that is being done in schools, you know, that.
Yeah. So can I release here, especially in this public forum, one of the biggest mistakes I've made recently around that intergenerational trauma issue?
Yes.
Okay. So our school did kind of like a little administrative retreat where we were like together for 2 full days, and we were, you know, just cussing and discussing everything that we were planning, our mission for the year, our goals for the year stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
We did it at the River Spirit Casino here in Tulsa. Well, months before, okay, I'm at Target and I see this shirt and I was like, gotta have that shirt. It just says Savage, right? But that was like an expression we used. So I did not realize I was very thoughtless. I mean, because in my brain, it's just like Savage. I wore that shirt to the casino. And on the way in, a man was walking out, and he was obviously a Native American man, and he was like smiling at my face, looked at my shirt, and then gave me a look of disgust. And I was, I mean, I was hurt, like that I wasn't hurt that he did that to me. I was hurt for him for having not been thoughtful that that has other meanings and tones to it. And I literally dug into my backpack and wore a sweater in the middle of July so that I was not showing that shirt anymore.
Right. I think that's the point, that, you know, it's not intentional, you know, when we don't recognize those things, you know, it's not that, you know, you didn't intentionally do that to hurt someone, right?
Right.
And it's just so that the more that you are aware of those things and how other people perceive them, that you even picked up on that, you know, is something.
Oh,
that,
there was no denying his connotation around my shirt. There was no denying
right.
that look in his face. And I just felt so awful.
And that's something I talk a lot about, is intent versus impact. So the intentions that we have are not to hurt people, but we also have to look at the impact that we have on people, especially our students. You know, our intentions are never to make our students feel like they're not represented, but sometimes that's the impact that we have. And so that's the impact of lessons and relationships and how we even address students and different things like that is, I think, something we have to be very mindful of.
Yeah. So I can hear your passion behind this. Like, I can see that you're truly passionate about this. Is there anything in the education world that you're seeing that like really excites you right now, because it kind of plugs into this type of stuff, this prevention type stuff?
I think the more that I have seen, the more I get to have conversations like this, and the more that I see the student voice being empowered more, is something else that I'm very passionate about too. That is so exciting to me. That so there's a phrase that I heard at a training a couple years ago called adultism. And when I heard that phrase, I was like, I am so guilty when I am up educating in front of, I'm the adult in the room, and you know, you have to listen to what I say. And it's really using power and control over students and not empowering their voice. And the more that I stopped and looked at the adultism that I used, I was like, I am not empowering my students. I am, you know, really taking the control and the power in this room. And, you know, I really need to start giving that power and control over to them so they feel like they are in control, you know, of their own education, and they want to be here and they want to learn. And I have seen that switch in just so many educators that I've talked to, and that's something that is so exciting to me, is listening to our students and taking what they say seriously. And some of the stuff that, you know, initiatives that I have seen students come up with is brilliant and beyond anything that I could ever even come up with. So the more that we are empowering students is something that I am just so excited about.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I'll be honest, I have not seen your name in the Twitter chats, so I don't know if this is a good question for you, but like, do you have edu heroes in Oklahoma or in the nation that you look up to?
So I am new to Oklahoma. So, and it's funny, I was talking to some people who have been in it a while, and you know, Kristen is the one who turned me on to OBLED, and when I very first started going into it, I was like, what is this place, and how did I not know about the computer? There's so many passionate people here. So I do want to give that shout out that y'all are doing a great job in coming into it. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this tool is here for me to learn from all of these people and what is going on across the state. So that is just so innovative, I feel like. But, you know, I will say that this week I was out in a training, and it was a training where I graduated high school from. And so I was in a training with a bunch of my teachers who are administrators now. And, you know, I've always wanted to have the opportunity to go back and thank some of the people who did get me connected into school. So that is some of those heroes I was able to thank this week and just let them know that they did make a difference, because I feel like that empowers us as educators too to keep on going.
Yes.
And then currently, like, I just, Kristen Ashley is somebody that I learned so much from, and she is somebody that really gets me connected into places, and so that's one of my heroes right now too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to just kind of pick your brain on this and speaking to the Okla Ed world. And I really look forward to seeing more coming from you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I look forward to, you know, being more involved in more chats and just keep learning from you all.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.